Welcome to the Leadership U podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to Leadership U. This is Christina.
And this is Jim. It's so nice to have you join us again. Today we're going to be talking about leading under pressure. But before we do that, go ahead, Christina. You got something you want to share today?
Oh, yeah. For our take section. So recently over the holidays, there was a sale on Steam. So I don't know if you guys are familiar with Steam, but for gamers, it's really helpful to have this. Apparently, I just found out about it. My brother told me. But it's one place where you can keep all of your games online in a cloud setting and then play them. I'm not a super big computer gamer, but recently there was a sale there for a game called Age of Empires. Do you remember this game,
Oh,
Ova?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I do. It's been around for a few years.
Yeah, a few years. When we were little, my brother, Nick, and I used to play it a lot. And so he told me, he's like, hey, they have a sale going on. It's like $10 for a two-pack. And so I was like, oh, my goodness, I want to get it. So I got it. I was so excited, downloaded it. As it was loading up, I just had all this nostalgia, all the memories of him and I playing on like this super old laptop that was like so thick. You know, nowadays laptops are so sleek and and tiny, you know, you could fit them into your backpack or whatever, but this laptop was massive and it used to make a whirring noise and the carpet would heat up if it was on there too long while we were playing. But anyway, I downloaded the game and I started playing it and I was like, wow, it's so much fun. I remember it. I guess the object of the game is like you're in these different empires from the past and you have to, you know, wage war and you get stones and gold and meat and food for your people and you have to build armies and it's actually a lot of work. But as I was playing it and all these memories kind of flooding back, I realized something else about this game, and that is that I am terrible at it. So bad at this game, Mama. Yeah. I was in there for like, I'm so embarrassed to say this, but it was like 2 hours playing the same level and I could not get past it. I just kept, my army kept dying. I could not get past the level. And I was getting super, super, super frustrated that I was so bad at this game that I remember enjoying from my childhood. But then I took a step back and as I was thinking about it, the next day, I was like, it's actually a really fun game. I think I'm putting too much pressure on myself to be good at something that is nonsensical. It's just a way to relax and have fun. It's just something for fun. So after I took the pressure off myself and I went online and looked at cheat codes, I had a much better time with it.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah, but it's just the thought of, it made me think, like, especially when it comes to hobbies or trying new things, you don't have to be good at everything.
That's good, Christina. And, you know, you talk about hobbies. Hobbies are something that we need to be doing or we want to do that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
you don't want to do something and say it's a hobby and you hate it and it frustrates you and it creates more pressure for you. The whole point of a hobby is to do something that's fun, that takes your mind off of work, takes your mind away from the world and all the stuff that's happening, and kind of lets you kind of recalibrate and just enjoy doing something for yourself.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk a little bit about today, leading under pressure. And unfortunately, sometimes the jobs that we have, we may not like them.
Yeah.
We may not like the tasks that we have. We may not enjoy the things that we're doing. But it's a part of life, and if we are doing something, if we're at work or part of a company or an organization, we need to be focused on doing what we're called and created to do. We've been placed in that place by God for a reason, for a set job and a circumstance. And so we want to look at how do we lead in the good times, but also in the bad times or when there's more pressure on us.
No, that's exactly it. It's so true. And like you said too, sometimes we're in jobs that we don't love, or sometimes we're in situations that we don't love. And sometimes you might be in a job that you do love, but there's tasks related to it that are difficult or challenging, or there's other things outside of your job. For me, a lot of times pressures can come not only from work environments, but from relational environments too. So your relationships or your situations outside of the work environment. And then as leaders, we have additional pressure of having to watch and care for those under our influence as well. So pressure can be coming from all sorts of places, not just work, but also our relationships and our personal lives as well. And we have to learn how to handle that gracefully and staying committed to our values. So pressure comes from all sorts of places. It could be a deadline. It could be relationships. It could be the commitments that we make. It could be expectations versus reality, not meeting expectations. Maybe unexpected situations that pop up, emergencies, just a difficult task or a challenging, hard conversation that you have to have with somebody. It can just pop up and create stress on your life. And the tension can cause you as a leader maybe to shift from your normal behaviors and get in an anxious state or a state where you're overthinking things. And so what we want to talk about today is how we can lead gracefully under pressure and how we can stay true to our values even when we have this tension all around us or inside of us.
That's great, Christina. So let's look at this idea, this big idea of leading under pressure. So as a leader, there's the internal side. There's what you do that you can control, how you respond to things. And then there's the outside, the external look. And that is things that you can't control.
Right.
Things that you are not aware of, and maybe you are aware, but you have absolutely no control of those things. So we can't talk about the things you can't control, but we are going to talk about what you can control today. So let's look at this idea of leading under pressure and look at some ideas that will kind of be like bookmarks for us to use in discussion. So as a leader, no matter where you're at, someone is always watching you.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So remember this. So there's the external response, how you act, how you respond, your body language, your tone,
yeah,
your voice, all of those things. So the first thing we're going to talk about when you're leading under pressure is remember, someone is always watching you.
It's so true. As leaders, we don't even realize it too, but our behaviors and the way we react under any circumstance, whether it's a pressure situation or just normal everyday activity, our team is watching us. Our peers are watching us. People are observing how you behave in different scenarios. And when you're a leader, you have your followers watching you, and they're gauging your response to see how they should in turn respond. So if you're somebody who does not handle pressure well or high pressure situations well, you get tense, or maybe you get snappy and angry, and or you clam up and just get upset and close yourself off in your office or your room, your followers are gonna see that. They're gonna react to that in their own way. So maybe people will mimic your behaviors and also act snappy or close themselves off or angry, or maybe they might have other reactions where they feel fearful or unsure of what to do next, and it'll just cause a chain reaction. So you have to remember that, unfortunately, as a leader, somebody is always paying attention to your behavior, so you kind of have to always be on to a certain extent. I'm not saying being fake, but you do have to be aware that the way you behave is going to have a domino effect on the rest of your team. It's going to influence the temperature of the room and how everyone else around you acts.
That's good, Christina. I remember years ago, a friend of mine that's a retired colonel, military guy, served Marines, Air Force, and was also in the Army. And one day we were at this large organization, and I happened to be going, running across the lobby, going from point A to point B, and I was moving very quickly. I was passing people by. I wasn't really making eye contact with anybody. And I mean, I was just focused on getting across this lobby and getting to the place where I needed to be for the next appointment or the next thing I needed to do.
Yeah.
And he yells out across the lobby. Everybody could hear, probably 30, 40 people in the lobby. He goes, "Hey, sailor, where's the fire?" And I kept going. He goes, and then he calls me by my name.
Oh,
and
no.
He says, "Hey, sailor, where's the fire? And I stopped, I looked at him, and I mean, I was serious, my face, and then a smile breaks out, and then he starts walking over towards me. I walked right over to him, and he goes, he said, Jim, he goes, are you going to go put out a fire? I go, no, I was just trying to get from this place to this place. I'm running late for He goes, nope. He goes, people are watching you.
Wow.
You look like you were running to put out a fire.
Wow.
So he says, unless there's an actual fire, which there wasn't, you need to slow down. You need to be very intentional how you move about, where you go. And then we've talked about this before, but you got to be aware of those around you. And also be ready to be stopped and be interruptible.
Yeah.
So remember, someone is always watching you. So as a leader, be aware that people are watching you.
Yeah, I think it's key just to know that as a leader. Like, if nothing else, eventually you can adjust behaviors as needed, but just to be aware of the fact that people are watching you. A lot of times we kind of forget that. We know that we have to lead, we give direction to people, or we're consumed with the thoughts of our tasks that we need to complete. But really, if we're just aware of the fact that people are observing our behaviors, it tends to help us to take different actions, even when we're in high tension or high pressured situations. So the next thing we want to touch base on is that, yes, somebody's always watching you, but also you have control over your response. So you might not have control over the situation that you're in, but you do have control over how you react to that situation. And just a really, really good rule of thumb for people is to wait to act. So a lot of times, especially when we're in a high-pressured situation, we feel that we have to act immediately. Or we feel, because of the tension, we feel pressure that we have to respond immediately, or it has to be right away. And this kind of goes, Baba, with the story that you just told with the colonel. Unless there's an actual fire, a lot of times the situation can either resolve itself, or you can think of a better solution if you give it time. So it's very, very rare that in a high pressure situation you have to come up with a solution or a response immediately.
That's good, Christina. And then the whole point is to just think before you respond.
Yeah.
And when you respond, respond with measured tone and words. The ability to be composed, avoid quick reactions, is a sign of a mature leader.
Yeah.
And people see this. Remember, people are watching you. How you respond to situations, not only in body language and approach, but also the way you respond in voice and tone, marks you, but also shows people what type of leader you are.
It's true. And even in situations where you might have to give an immediate response or react quickly, remember, you always have a few seconds to compose yourself, take a deep breath, and really just think it through what you want to say and how you want to respond to the situation. Remember that every person you're dealing with has their own story, has their own experiences. They might be going through something difficult. So when you feel pressure, somebody else might be feeling different pressures. And so as a leader, it's just important to keep in mind that you're followers are watching you, but they also have different things that they're going through as well. So just be very mindful of how you react in the scenario of high pressure. You might make a situation worse if you react the wrong way or if you say the wrong thing. So it's just important to keep in mind that you can take a pause and to really think through how you want to make your next move. There's no pressure on you to immediately take action.
That's great. So let's look at our a third point that we want to talk about. So we've talked about, remember, someone is always watching you.
Mm-hmm.
You have control over your responses.
Right.
And now we want to talk about pressure is not always a bad thing. Professional speakers love the metaphor of coals turning into diamonds under pressure.
Yeah.
Because it's such a compelling image. It's a great image. It's overplayed many, many times.
Yeah.
But the reality is, it's true.
Yeah.
So if the pressure doesn't break you, it will actually make you stronger.
Right. That's so good. And actually some of your greatest growth is going to happen during uncomfortable points of tension in your life. So really, you should lean into those moments. You should embrace the pressure. And the more opportunities you have to lead under pressure, the better you'll become at handling it. So not everyone is going to ace it their first time. I remember lots of situations where I was under pressure in the work environment and I bombed so bad. But then as I matured, I got a little bit better at it. And actually, as humans, we're good under pressure. Like, you can do well under pressure. You don't have to take it as a negative thing. It doesn't have to be a bad situation. Time pressures, time constraints, when you have deadlines you have to hit. I mean, if you're like anything like our family, right, Baba? We're super competitive. Yeah. We love a good deadline. Like, yeah. Put us in the crunch. We thrive in that scenario. Mm-hmm. And so pressure is a really good opportunity for you to grow as a leader, to grow as an individual, to display your values. You can show people how you are calm under pressure, how you still value relationships and people over projects or tasks, and how you can make a difference in people's lives just with how you respond under pressure. So it's important too to think of pressure in a positive light so that you don't feel overwhelmed when the time comes when you're in a scenario that has high tension.
That's good, Christina. Here's something to remember. As you're learning to work through, become a better leader under pressure, it's a learning process.
Yeah.
So when pressure starts coming in and applying to your life, unless you're a seasoned, mature person that's handled a lot of pressure for many years and you've already got patterns and habits established that can help you get through those pressure points, the best thing to do is just take a step back, as we've talked about it, take a deep breath, and then move forward in the place of least resistance.
Yeah.
Don't let pressure overwhelm you.
Yeah.
Just take a step back, take a deep breath, say, okay, how am I going to respond to this? Do I have control? What do I have control of?
Yeah.
What don't I control?
Yeah.
The things I can control, I'm going to respond through those, and I'm also going to take the roadway or the track of least resistance,
yeah,
just to get through this.
Yeah.
And then as you get through this pressure point or this challenge, you're going to get a little stronger. You're going to get a little wiser. You're going to get a little better experienced and able to handle it. So then you'll move to the next time you have a pressure point like this. You've already got some experience and wisdom and a track record, and you'll handle it maybe a little bit better, or a little differently,
yeah,
or maybe not as least resistance, the track of least resistance. Maybe you'll go through a little bit harder resistance, but you will actually get stronger and better at dealing and leading through pressure.
Yeah, and Baba, you've done this for me so many times. You've coached me through high pressure situations. For someone like me who carries all their stress in their stomach, I get sick if I'm in too high of pressure situations or I overwork myself. And I tend to be an overthinker too. So I know a lot of times, Baba, you would say, hey, let's think about this from big picture perspective. Is this going to matter in a week from now? Will this thing that's putting pressure on you matter a month from now, a year from now? And really, it just helps you to take a step back and really think about your situation. Are you overthinking the situation and putting more pressure on yourself than needs to be? Or is it an actual high pressure situation? So knowing what the big picture is will really help you understanding that it could be a good or bad thing, and then how to take the path of least resistance to get through it.
That's fantastic. So let's look at another point. So we're talking about leading under pressure. Point one, remember someone is always watching you. Point two, you have control over how you respond. Point three, pressure is not always a bad thing. And now the fourth and final point, build good habits before you feel the pressure.
Yeah, there was an interview with Rob McKenna, and he wrote a book called Compose, The Art and Science of Leading Under Pressure. But he was saying that most leaders default to well-developed habits in time of stress. So if you think of it like this, it's natural that you'll want to take the easiest way out of a tough situation. When you're in a moment of pressure where you weren't expecting it, it just kind of hits you all of a sudden, typically people are going to fall back on their natural habits. So the things that they've developed over time. And it's natural. It's what humans just do in the moment. You know, a lot of times you hear about the flight or fight reflex. You know, people have either this natural tendency to fight in a situation or to run away, to flee. And the same thing happens when we're in high pressures as leaders. We have a natural tendency to want to lean back and rely on our instincts. But that's where habits developed over time can help us make better decisions in the heat of the moment. So as a leader, as you're leading your team, as you're going through just your normal everyday activities, it's important to build habits that help you for times when you're going to be under pressure. So habits may be that, if you look at yourself, we were talking about just being aware of how you react in high-pressure moments. So just be aware of your tendencies and your weaknesses so that when the heat comes, you'll be able to counteract that. You could take a step back and be like, okay, I know I tend to get super angry when I'm under pressure because I feel tense, and so it makes me react in an angry manner. So if you know those are habits, then you can create counteractive habits where you're like, okay, I'm going to take a deep breath and count to five in this moment so that I release the anger and I think clearly.
That's great, Christina. So it's good to be intentional and create some scenarios in your life where you prepare the right steps or process or wording when pressure does come. So here's a good little example. If a decision needs to be made, if someone comes to you and says, hey, I need a decision, unless the decision needs to be made that instance, if it's something that can wait, get into this habit automatically just saying, all right, let's think about this and we'll get back together tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or let's think about this and let's reconnect in a couple of days and talk about it.
Yeah.
Unless it's a pressing decision that needs to be made immediately, most things I think can wait. It's good to get into that habit. What that does is that becomes actually the more you do that, even when there's no pressure,
right?
It becomes almost a default habit because it's now a habit that you're doing all the time. So when pressure comes, instead of committing and saying, yes, 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 I'll do that, when you really don't have the bandwidth or the time or the margin to do the project, you can say, hey, can I get back to you on this?
Right. Yeah.
And so it's automatically now it's becoming a good habit of how you respond to pressure.
That's so good.
So I'm going to encourage you, those of you that are listening, we can go through all kinds of examples with you, but stop and think in your life, what are some things that, even when things are going well, what are some things that you can begin to establish as habits?
Yeah.
How you respond, what you say, how you do things, who you talk to.
Right.
Before you make a decision or you move in a certain direction, and then establish those as good habits during good times. And then when pressure comes, you would have these same habits available to you to respond under pressure.
That's so good. Well, I think that's everything we have today for leading under pressure. It was so fun to chat with you, Baba.
It was great talking to you, Christina.
You always drop such hard wisdom. I always like take little notes when you're talking. Mm-hmm. I have to go back and listen to the podcast myself. But it was great to be with you guys. We will see you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Leadership U podcast. For more resources for leaders, visit our website at volunteeru.org.